President-elect Obama's selection for Education Secretary Arne Duncan, who heads the Chicago public school system, will also begin the confirmation process. And to help us look a little deeper into one of Obama's cabinet choices, Veronica Anderson, editor-in-chief of the education magazine Catalyst Chicago, joins us, as does Jess Reyes, a former 7th and 8th grade algebra teacher, now the algebra initiative coordinator for the Chicago Public Schools, who's worked closely with Arne Duncan. Welcome and good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
When you take a look at the numbers, I'm going to start with you, Veronica. Arne Duncan has done extraordinarily well in Chicago. He nearly doubled the number of students who passed reading tests in his 7 years there, and almost doubled the number of students who passed the math test, the standard math test. This is what he'll be bringing as education secretary.
Yes, he certainly does have that to bring to the folks at the hearing. But one thing I'd like to point out about those numbers, while Arne Duncan has certainly done a lot of good in Chicago, when you look at test scores in detail, you can't quite say that they're all the result of the efforts that Arne Duncan and his administration have put in place. First of all, test scores in high school haven't moved all that much. While elementary school test scores have gone up significantly, the biggest gain happened about 2 years ago when the state test was revamped to make it easier to pass. That was in 2006. Since then, scores have gone up 3.6 points, so from 61.6% of children meeting state standards to 65.2% meeting standards.
So you're saying that some of that is misplaced to suggest that it was Arne Duncan's reform-minded leadership that led to those increases.
Right, and I'm not saying that Arne Duncan has not had reform-minded leadership. He certainly has, and he certainly has done some things that have made some improvements. But you can't say that the test scores soared solely on that.
Let's listen. I want both of you to react to something that Arne Duncan said when he accepted the nomination for Education Secretary.
While there are no simple answers, I know from experience that when you focus on basics like reading and math, and when you embrace innovative new approaches, and when you create a professional climate to attract great teachers, you can create great schools.
Jess Reyes, you worked with him, meeting with him once a month for over a year. Give us your experience, and do you think that that statement there accurately reflects how he operates?
Yeah, I do think that that does accurately reflect what he does and how he operates. I mean, he mentions that you focus on the basics, but also at the same time that, you know, you're focusing on, you know, trying new and bold things, you know, to try to attract teachers and to retain teachers. And that was kind of, you know, some of the work that we had done with Arne during that year of the time that I worked with him. We worked on the teacher advisory council to him, and in that advisory council, there was a whole bunch of different issues that were brought up to us that we kind of started brainstorming as a group of Drive Award teachers. And what happened was we got really adamant and got really passionate about teacher retention and teacher quality. And it was something that, you know, we kind of took on and became the form of our work for that year. It ended up becoming something where we were talking about having some type of system in which, you know, teachers would build the quality of teachers, and it would also take a look at how teachers are rewarded in regards to improving their practice, but at the same time, increasing student achievement.
So it sounds as if there was a lot of give and take there. And Veronica, that's been one of the criticisms of Arne Duncan, that he moved too quickly, closed down schools in some neighborhoods that were fine, and then failed to really talk to the people in the community who were affected by those closures.
That's true, although I would not say that the schools in the communities that were closed down were doing fine. They certainly needed something drastic to happen to make them better. And the reasoning behind that initiative that you're referring to, which is called Renaissance 2010, it was aimed to close bad schools and open 100 new ones. The reasoning behind it was to get rid of failing schools, get these children into better ones. But Catalyst found that in those early years, only 2% of the children who were displaced by this initiative found their way into the new schools.
Mm-hmm.
Most landed at schools that were no better than the ones that had been shut down.
So do you think he's going to make a good education secretary?
Well, I actually do. I mean, I think that even though there have been some pie-in-the-sky claims about what Arne Duncan has accomplished in Chicago, I still believe that he has accomplished a lot. I think that his willingness to experiment and try different things to see what works was all aimed in the right direction in classrooms, at improving teaching and learning.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago has one of the shortest school days and the shortest school years, so he has had a big push around extending the school day through after-school programs. And he's expressed tempered support for No Child Left Behind.
And obviously that's a very controversial issue.
Exactly.
As part of one of Bush's legacy. Jess, I'm going to give you the last word quickly. Do you think he'll make a good secretary?
I think he will. I mean, just based off of the work that we've done with him, I think that, you know, he's very resourceful and he does seek multiple perspectives that helps inform his decision-making. And I really feel that, you know, that he'll take the advice of others and he'll combine that with,
mm-hmm.
with his own beliefs. And then he'll balance his aggressiveness with his thoughtfulness.
Well, he's certainly hoping all of the senators on the committee today agree with both of you. Veronica Anderson, editor-in-chief of Catalyst Chicago, a magazine that reports on school reform, and Jess Reyes, former 7th and 8th grade algebra teacher, now the Algebra Initiative Coordinator for the Chicago Public Schools. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.